Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Daf Gemul, Zvachim 3a, pagination is 5. We'll start on the facing page, and we're continuing on the theme with which the Masechta began. A person shechts the karbon without the right intent, and as we'll explain, that means that they actively had the wrong intent. But had they had neutral intent, it would still be kosher. Masha ein kein, in contrast to the case of gittin, Jewish divorce, where if the get was written with neutral kavana, meaning he writes the text out, and if it'll match someone's needs, so they'll buy it, then they'll use it, that would not work by a get. Again, neutral by a korban, a sacrifice in the Beis HaMikdash, neutral does work, but neutral in a get does not work. Let's see the Gemara on the third line of Beis Amid Beis. Amale Ravina l'Rav Papa. Ravina said to Rav Papa, Lo havis gabon b'urta b'tchuma, you were not with us yesterday in the tchum, within walking distance. It was Shabbos apparently. And you may recall from the laws of Maseches Eruvin that you could create a special Eruv Techumin to allow you to walk in the direction. One of the reasons cited that a person would want to walk in a certain direction is to hear the Rebbe give the shir. So Ravina says to Rav Papa, it's unfortunate that you weren't around within the Tchum. You weren't able to hear the Shir Becharmeich in that place. Derami Rava Mila Ma'al Yasa Ahadadi Vishani Luhu, because Rava compared or contrasted, he asked the contradiction between two topics, and he gave an answer. And it was a beautiful Shir. My Mili Ma'al Yasa, what was this great thing that he missed? And he explains a synopsis of the shir. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, kol azvacham shenizbuchu shelo lishman, whenever you have a korban that was shecht without the right reason, it was shecht for the wrong reason, taima de shelo lishman, apparently it's only if you actively shecht it for the wrong reason. Hastama alu nami lebailim l'shem chova, but had it been stam, if it just neutral, he just wasn't paying attention, so then it would follow through on the carbon that it was designated for, and it would work. It's only because you had an active wrong intent that you caused interference here, and it didn't count for the owner to discharge his obligation. Apparently, neutral is still considered valid. It's considered with the right intent. Viraminhi, and I'll ask you the question. Kol haget shenichtav shelo l'shem isha pasul. If a get is not written for the woman who needs to be divorced, so then it's invalid. It wasn't written for the right reason. You have to write a new one. Ustama nami pasal. And over there we know that even if it was done with neutral kavana, it's also going to be pasal. Let's say you would have a person running a Judaica store, for example, and besides storing mezuzahs and ksubis and whatever else he stores on the shelf, he says available, ready-made gittin. Wonderful. So, the intent, when they write in the get, Yaakov divorces Leah, for example, they didn't have any person in mind, anyone in particular, but if I could do a match with you, it's like keychains. If I can find a Yehuda that needs a keychain, so he'll buy that keychain. That's not going to work by a get. It's invalid. So our question, the question of Rava, was why is it that by karbanos neutral is going to work, And by gittin, neutral, is not going to work. Vishani, and he answered, Zavachim bistam lishman omdin, a karbon, if you're neutral, but the underlying direction of it is that it should be brought as a karbon correctly. And therefore, unless you interfere with it with a negative intent, it's on the road to a good karbon. It was designated as a karbon. It was shecht neutral. That's what it is. It's a karbon. Isha, but a woman, bistam alav legirushin omedes, a married woman, is not on the road to being divorced. There's no such thing. And therefore, you need that the get actually be written with intent for that person, and stama, neutral, there's nothing else to go on. There's nothing, no reason she's going to get divorced other than the get itself. So the get has to be written correctly. Let's take a look, as the Gemara develops this, the contrast between karbonos and gittin. And the Gemara makes a number of suggestions but deflects most of them. I just want to do the two, one by Zevach and one by Gittin, that the Gemara accepts. So I'm in the last third of the page, at the end of a line, Ela, Meha, from the following proof. L'shem shisha devarim ha-Zevach nizbach. A korban has to be brought with six concepts in mind. L'shem Zevach, it has to be for the purpose of the karbon that it was designated to be. L'shem zoveyach, for the purpose of whoever it is that's bringing it. L'shem Hashem, it's being brought to Hashem. L'shem ishim, it's meant to be burnt. L'shem reyach, that it's going to offer scent. And l'shem nichoach, that it's going to offer a nachas ruach to Hashem. Just as an aside on the topic of karbanos, the pasuk describes it as a pleasing scent to Hashem. And the word nachas also is an important word over here. We do not believe that Hashem has a stomach and his stomach is satisfied because of the korban that was brought. We're not viewing Hashem in any way as a physical being. What we're dealing with over here, the Mefarshim say, similar to scent, which is a higher, it's an neshama type enjoyment. It's not typical sensation that brings pleasure, and it's not eating that brings pleasure. It's the scent that brings pleasure. It's a higher neshama type language, just like Pesamim by Havdalah. It's an Neshama type language. Also the word Nachas. We have that word when we talk about a parent who has Nachas, that the child did well, got a good mark, did something good. Nachas is that higher joy. It's not a physical joy. Sometimes you even lose out. They spent your money. I have Nachas, though, that it went to Tzedakah. It's a higher enjoyment. And that's the mashal for whatever joy Hashem gets from it. He's getting a joy that the human being is coming through on his mission. V'achatas v'asham l'shem chet. And if it is a karban chatas or asham, so it also has to have in mind the chet, the violation that caused the karban to be brought. Amar Rabbi Yossi, af misha lo haya b'libo l'shem achas mikol elu, kosher. Rabbi Yossi adds, if you didn't have any of these in mind, you had neutral kavana, it's still kosher. Shetinai bezdin hu, because it's a condition of bezdin. Asnu bezdin, the bezdin actually wants, de lo lema l'shmo, we don't want you to say which karban it is being brought for, because we're worried that you might make a mistake. So just leave things as they are. Do it neutral. Do it for the sake of the mitzvah. And you'll be fine. Because it already has a fundamental intent from when it started as a carbon, when it was designated. And if you're going to think that doing it neutral is possible, so kami bezdin umasni milsa de mifso bay. Do you think that bezdin is purposely telling people not to have intent in order to pass all the karbanos? Obviously, when they say don't have kavana, it's because they know that there's a fundamental kavana and neutral, as you do shchita, is still going to be a kosher karban. So that's by karbanos. Let's move on to today's daf. And the Gemara is exploring gabe get the stama paso minolan. How do you know that by get neutral kavana is not going to create a kosher situation, a good get? So let's drop down about a quarter of the way down. The first word on the line is bereira. Ela meha, from this proof, I'll show you how gittin work. Hakosev tovse gittin, if a person is writing forms of gittin, he's writing the form, the part that's universal, and then he's going to fill in the blanks according to the information that's needed. Tzorech sheyaneach makom ha'ish makom ha'isha, he has to leave blank the name of the man and the name of the woman. Umakom ha'edim umakom hazman, as well as the place for the witnesses and the place for the date. Now, you might have a person who wants to write in the name of the man on spec. I don't know why. He's taking a gamble. He thinks that there might be some Avrams that need a get. So he's writing in Avram. That's not going to be good because that part has to be written Lishma. V'omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel. And Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel added, Av tzorech she'enech makom areat mutaras l'chaladam. You also have to leave blank the part that says Hareyat Mutaras L'chaladam, you are permitted to marry any person now. And we wonder, why can't this Judaic store owner have it written Hareyat Mutaras L'chaladam, and it's Stama, it has no particular person intended, and it should be good? And the answer, of course, is that Gittin works differently. There's no fundamental situation that's causing the get, the way there was a fundamental situation regarding this animal causing it to be a karban. And therefore, the neutral kavana is not going to invest it with any continuity towards a kosher get. And that was the contrast that Rava made, that Stama, neutral, by a carbon works, but by a get would not. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.